This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It is Free Talk Live, and you can take control of the airwaves here. Dial in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-450-3733. Also, we've got our Discord on-air call-in line rooms over at discord.lrn.fm. You can hop into one of those rooms. You'll sound almost like you are sitting here in the studio with us. And in that studio tonight, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
Of course, you can call in about anything you want on the way. Melanie, you're going to tell us about a 25-cent robbery. But first, apparently people are mad at Kanye West.
Right, all the news that is fit to print, right? Like, people are dead in California from fires, and somebody on the internet is mad that, I believe the terminology for Kim Kardashian and Kanye West is Kimye.
Oh, they got one of those combo names now?
That's what I've heard, but you shouldn't. You shouldn't get any kind of popular
pop culture,
news from me. But that's something that somebody said to me today. So I'll go ahead and believe that it's true. Anyway, Kimye apparently, in some manner or another, well, their house was saved by private firefighters. Do you understand what this means, Ian?
Yes, okay. But you're going to have to explain it.
Sure. So, you've got the public sector firefighters out there, and there's also relatively recently, in the last 10 years or so, has popped up these private firefighting organizations. And people are mad. Here from Reason, it says, people are outraged that celebrity couple Kanye and Kim Kardashian West hired a team of people, private firefighters, to save their home in Hidden Hills, California. Would not have known where they were. Don't know where Hidden Hills is. Don't care. The claims are a Thursday headline from Business Insider. The headline writing community certainly seems outraged. Kim Kardashian's private firefighters expose America's fault lines, largely the Atlantic, as California wildfires raged. The ultra-rich hired private firefighters, announces the Huffington Post. Vice puts it bluntly, rich people pay for private firefighters while the rest of us burn. The Wests, who have evacuated the area, did benefit from the work of private firefighters, according to TMZ. A private crew used hoses and dug ditches to save the couple's $60 million mansion. Everybody keep that in mind. That's really important for the rest of what we're going to talk about here. $60 million mansion. Firefighters' efforts reportedly helped save other homes in the neighborhood as well, as fires at the West mansions likely would have spread. And Business Insider notes the couple probably doesn't have a team of firefighters literally on call. It's more likely the firefighters are the service that they pay for as part of fire insurance.
Mm.
These sorts of policies are not cheap, and blah, blah, blah. Okay.
We've heard about these private firefighters before.
We've talked about this, and I am a firefighter.
You're a volunteer firefighter.
That's a firefighter.
Sure. These are professionals who are getting paid.
Yes, there are different types of professionals.
And there's nothing
too
wrong with that. Are people saying there's a problem with that?
Yes.
Yes, they
are. The term was outraged.
Mm-hmm.
Because they can't afford their own.
The headlines from liberal trash such as Vice is, rich people pay for private firefighters while the rest of us burn.
Mm.
And I love to go after Vice because you love to report on, you love to talk about them when it comes to North Korea. But Vice is a bunch of liberal tripe.
They decided to name their publication Vice. How decent can they be?
Right. Huffington Post says the ultra-rich hired private firefighters as California's wildfires raged. Atlantic says Kim Kardashian's private firefighters expose America's fault lines.
Because they don't understand how fire works either.
Right. Well, these are the fault lines of stupid journalists looking for clicks, is what this is. People using the West and Kardashian names to get headlines. And maybe that's what we're doing here on Free Talk Live. But I really want to talk about private firefighting services and the benefits that it is for all of us. First, we need a little history lesson on firefighting in Merck here. Okay? First, fire companies were employed by, in many cases, bounty, but in some cases, just contract, by insurance companies. Then, insurance companies offloaded, they socialized their cost for firefighters by getting the public to pay for them. They said, wouldn't it be great if our community had its own fire department and blah, 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 blah. And they're great, you know, most fire departments, most of the time, are adequate to service the community. And then what happened is we began to have see some cracks in that system. What is a firefighting company's job? It's to protect the quote-unquote community. The community means...
Well, a company's job would be to protect their customers.
What? But I
first
said,
and foremost.
A department.
You said company.
Well,
you said firefighting.
We use that terminology also. I'm sorry. Okay. So, you know, fire departments use the term company to describe what they have. All right. Sorry about that.
That's like a militaristic company is what you're talking about.
So it's their job to protect the community in general. Mm-hmm. And that may be to go to fight a wire fire where it is, to attempt to put it out inside the forest or do whatever. However, an insurance company has a different goal. The insurance company's goal, especially in the case of an insurance company insuring a $60 million mansion, is to not have to pay out for that mansion. If they can send a private firefighting company to dig a few ditches and throw down some fire retardant powder or whatever it is to keep a community of houses, not all of whom they insure, but some of whom they insure, from getting engulfed in flames.
Mm-hmm.
That's what their job is. And that's what their job should be. And these never the twain they meet between these two departments. That the fire department should be out fighting the fire where the fire is, and the insurance company's private fire company, well, I guess we'll use that term, should be protecting the interests of the insurance company. And in many cases, I've looked this up today, in many cases, these same fire insurance companies actually are looking to save middle-class houses, too. And that happened in the California fire. But these headline seekers, these clickbait dregs of humanity, are out there making the West's look bad because, oh, rich people, let's
now,
say
do you actually have one of the
people.
Critical articles that, you know, is...
The headlines are here. I mean, I got the...
What was the source?
Reason?
Reason. See, that's not a critical article. I'm talking about, do you have one of the Vice or the Huffington Post? I'm more
which
curious
one do you
to hear,
want? Do you want
you know, what they have
the
to
Atlantic
say about it.
Say, I'll read the headlines. You tell me which one you want.
Okay.
Kim Kardashian's private firefighters expose America's fault lines. California's wildfires rage. The ultra-rich hired private firefighters. Let's see. Rich people... pay for the private firefighters while the rest of us burn.
I like the first and the third one.
All right. So that is The Atlantic and Vice.
Yeah, they both sound fairly, there's some animosity there.
Yeah.
So I'm curious to hear.
It's animosity based on people's personal wealth.
Their wealth, right. Which is typical when you, see people on the left, they're trying to separate.
But it's worth pointing out that people on the left are just jealous. They are completely, in many cases, completely economically illiterate and just hate somebody because they're wealthy. Please,
right.
Ladies and gentlemen. Well, I understand it's typical. Right. Ladies and gentlemen, there's a telephone number I want to give you right now. It's 855-450-3733. 855-450-free as in freedom. Please tell me. Give me a coherent, cogent answer as to why I should dislike somebody because they have more money than I do. Please tell me. Please explain it to me because I do not dislike
just jealousy.
The Kardashians. They're a-holes. They're despicable individuals. People who are nothing but wearing their jealousy on their sleeve and some way or another I'm supposed to internalize this. You're creating a world for my kid where he is disincentivized and doing well because you're jealous of rich people? Screw you, you disgusting human being. That's what I say. And if you fall for these headlines, you're only perpetuating this stuff.
So you want folks to call in at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. If you believe that rich people are bad and you can explain why.
Right, well, yeah, you need to explain to me what rich people have done wrong. And rich people is a group. I'll talk about different types of rich people.
Because you can certainly find some bad rich people, right? Like some people that have taken advantage of others, that have built their business on the backs of slavery.
But I need to know why somebody's bad for having money. Because apparently that's what Kanye West is.
All right, so we can continue here. Your calls and thoughts are welcome. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Or jump into the Discord chat over at discord.lrn.fm.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block, and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE .com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies,
grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasevic.
And Cindy Lukasevic.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE .com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at CryptoTip.org. That's CryptoTip.org.
Bitcoin.com is delighted to announce their latest partnership with the gift card specialists at eGifter. With many of the world's leading brands on their roster, it is now easier than ever to get the gift cards of your favorite brands with Bitcoin Cash. To get started, just follow these simple steps. Visit giftcards.bitcoin.com, pick the gift card you want, follow the instructions on your screen, and make your payment using your Bitcoin Cash wallet. Sit tight and your gift card will be delivered to you as soon as it's ready. That's giftcards.bitcoin.com.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Dial on in here toll free to bring up whatever's on your mind. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Mark's all fired up about the hatred towards apparently Kanye West and Kim Kardashian, this big couple in the world of pop music.
Yeah.
They had some firemen who are private firemen come to their home and apparently help protect it from the California, this version of the California wildfires that seem to constantly be happening.
The ever constant fire in California.
Out there. And so we're going to continue. If you want to weigh in, you're welcome to. Our number is 855-450-FREE. Well, the video monitoring system isn't going to help you much during a fire, but it's still a good thing to have that to protect your home and your family, your property from, I don't know, potential burglars or other property destroying types of people who might come around. Or maybe there's just some sort of beast that's destroying your property. You'll find that kind of stuff with a good video monitoring system. And the blinkprotect.com/FTL website is where to go to get your Blink home security system, where you have no contracts and no subscriptions, and most importantly, wireless HD cameras, so they're super easy to install, and batteries last up to 2 years. You can monitor what's happening anytime, anywhere, or you can also get clips from the camera whenever something's happening in front of it. So it's up to you how you use the system, and it works well. BlinkProtect.com/FTL. We've got it here in the studio. Mark, you've got it at your house. BlinkProtect.com/FTL, like Free Talk Live. So you've got, is it Vice or Atlantic? There was a couple of articles about this.
Are Motherboard and Vice in
the same?
Okay, yeah, Motherboard. It's a Motherboard article and a Vice and an Atlantic article.
That are upset. They're mad about rich people being able to afford private firefighters.
Yeah, they should drain the resources from the, quote, community, which is really just tax.
So we're going to get into all that.
I guess.
We're going to get into that deeper here, but first let's go to the phones to the fun. Nettie is on the line, calling from Canada, listening online. Go ahead.
Hey, it's Maddie from Canada. I went to, I don't know if you remember, you went to Porkfest and did that cross-border thing.
Oh, Maddie, hey there.
Yeah, how's it going, guys?
Yeah, we did the, I was the only person in the studio that was there with you, but there were several of us who did an event called Run for the Border during one of the Porcupine Freedom Festivals, where we tried to cross the Canadian border without showing passports, I think was our goal. And it was a very interesting experiment. There's actually a documentary that I made about it. It's about 25 minutes long, and that's up on the Free Keen YouTube channel if you want to check that out. Just search for Derby Line, Vermont. And so go ahead, Mehdi. What's on your mind tonight?
So yesterday, someone called in about J.P. Morgan. I'm not sure if their J.P. Morgan is trading a cryptocurrency or using some kind of cryptocurrency technology to get other international banks to voluntarily buy it, go into it somehow. And because I don't know much about cryptocurrency, and you guys do, I was thinking something like that I would think is bad for the following reason, though. But I may be wrong because I don't know cryptocurrency that well. But if they own, say, the miners that make this bit or whatever it is, this cryptocurrency, can it then be the case that they're basically monopolizing on a cryptocurrency? Because if you have another cryptocurrency, as soon as you turn it into their cryptocurrency and then try to turn it back into another one, it's like tainted, and then they can trace any kind of money. Like right now, cash is basically untraceable. I mean, you can, money comes out of a bank account, but no one knows where it goes once it's cash. And then
yeah, so there are privacy coins like Monero, and I think there's another one that I'm not qualified to assess how true this is, but in theory, you can't do that. But yes, so if you did have a bank owned and run cryptocurrency, if they're controlling the ledgers, then once they know that one hit is from your wallet, if it's not a privacy coin, so if it's Bitcoin Cash, Bitcoin Core, Ethereum, something like that, then all they have to do is read the ledger, and they know that's your wallet now, so they can go see everything you've done.
Okay.
Well,
all right.
I would say that you could do, as far as a privacy coin, you could do something like this. Let's say you end up with this JP coin. I don't know really whether this is going to be used internally as a blockchain, as a system for account between banks, best I can tell. But let's say you end up with some JP coin. And you find an exchange that will exchange JP coin for some other currency. So, you know, I've got an exchange. I have an account that says Mark Edge on it, and I take my JP coin. I enter it into my account. I then get some Bitcoin, BTC or BCH or whatever it is, out of the exchange, and I send it to my to a wallet. So, okay. At that point, yes, it's pretty clear that that Bitcoin is you know, something that can be tracked. That Bitcoin right there. Now, it can only be tracked for a period of time. At some point or another, you know, the dollar bills keep changing hands, and you don't know where they are anymore. But nonetheless, at that moment in time, it's trackable. Let's say I then use an exchange service like Shapeshift.io. I exchange my Bitcoin for some Zencash, which has a privacy feature. I send that to my Zencash wallet. Still trackable, reasonably. You know, you have to presume that they are paying close attention, but reasonably trackable. You probably should have used a VPN. So if I use a VPN to make that transaction, far less trackable. And then I take my Zencash and I send two private transactions to myself of the full amount. So let's say it's $100 worth of JP coin I had, and I'm taking my $100 of Zencash with the privacy feature that they've got in the original wallet, and I send two private transactions of $100. First, I send a private transaction of the full $100 to myself, and then I send another private transaction of the full $100 to myself. And then at that point, I take my Zencash, I send it back to Shapeshift, I exchange it for BTC. I don't think that it's reasonable that you could get some jury to believe that that is a trackable transaction. You can hide these things.
Yeah, and the other thing is, so you could always just, you know, not buy bank crypto. And you're not limited to one wallet. You can have one Bitcoin Cash wallet. You can have 50 Bitcoin Cash wallets. You could have one that you deal with banks with and one that you do whatever else you want with. So, and it's also true that, so now they have your wallet address so they can look up all the transactions in that wallet. They don't necessarily know who the other wallets are, though. So if I can see half a Bitcoin Cash going out, and this other wallet address that it's going to isn't publicly available, and I don't have it with my other customer dealings, I don't know who you gave half a Bitcoin Cash to. I've actually tried to, and now a bank is going to, if a bank wanted to throw that much time and money at it, I'm sure they could. I've tried to go and reconstruct these things from people who are like, here's my wallet address, I'll tell you whatever you want to know, I'm going to cooperate with you. Please reconstruct my wallet transactions.
Right, this is your job as an accountant.
Yeah. And so in that case, it's not a target. It's somebody who's like, I want to know what happened.
And it's still hard.
It's incredibly difficult. And
it's not hard for people who know
what. Kinda...
It's not hard for a crypto nerd who's got the right tools to be able to trace through a blockchain or or whatever. But anyway, if you want to obscure transactions, that's why things like Monero and Zencash and things like that exist.
All right.
Betty, thank you for the call. Yeah. Appreciate hearing from you. Toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-3733. Speaking of privacy violations, the Chinese government, telecom giant over there, is helping Venezuela build a new ID card called the Fatherland Card. That sounds heartwarming, doesn't it? We're coming up here. It's Free Talk Live.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
You know, USA Radio News.
A police officer is in critical condition after a shooting at a Chicago hospital. The shooter is dead and at least three others are in critical condition. This eyewitness was at the hospital. She joins WBBM-TV.
So I ran back into the building and say, they shooting outside. Next thing you know, we get Cole Silver called over the intercom. That means lock yourself where you are.
The death toll of California's wildfires has risen to at least 77, while the number of people unaccounted for has dropped to right around 1,000. Authorities are now concerned that rain later this week could hinder the search and cause mudslides. Mike Moeller is CAL FIRE's Director of Communications.
In anticipation of the weather, we create what we call inundation maps. We start to structure the hillsides so we do not get that runoff.
That audio courtesy of Fox News, the Dow lost 395 points and closed the day at 25,017. This is USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Chef Tony Fiallo, Director of Culinary Innovation at Boston Market, here to share tips and many ways to help you get Thanksgiving dinner done right. One of our popular complete holiday meal options is a whole roasted turkey meal for 12, which is a great buy at $119.99. It's fully cooked and includes all of the holiday staples. We've got your turkey, your mashed potatoes and gravy, wonderful cranberry walnut relish, our home-style stuffing, our spinach artichoke dip with crackers, can't forget the rolls, and of course the two pies. All you have to do is simply reheat and serve when you're ready. You can select and order this complete holiday meal and others on bostonmarket.com and either pick it up in the restaurant prior to the holiday or have it shipped and delivered direct to your door the week of Thanksgiving. If you choose to have your meal shipped directly to you, just be sure to place your order at bostonmarket.com by November 18th. Nearly all of our Boston Market locations will be open on Thanksgiving Day in case you need to pick up an extra entree, side, appetizer, or pie. And we'll be serving up a traditional plated meal in restaurant all day for anyone who would like to join us.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice, and it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com, or call us 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99, and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It is Free Talk Live. Dial on in here toll free. We got more on the way about the firefighters, private firefighters that apparently have some people all angry on the internet. Vice Magazine, as well as The Atlantic and others, Huffington Post, editorializing against this concept. We haven't gotten into their opinions yet. You started with a Reason.com piece, and those people tend to be libertarians. So obviously they're going to have probably the right perspective on this. We're going to get into that coming up here. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian,
Melanie,
and Mark.
By the way, we were just talking with Medi there in Canada about cryptocurrency, and it's important that you look into cryptocurrency because it's an idea that seems like it's here to stay. It's now been with us for a decade, ever since Bitcoin's white paper was published back in, what was it, October 31st of 2008. So it has been 10 whole years since that happened. What better way to celebrate than by learning a thing or two about it? If you're brand new to cryptocurrency, learn about Bitcoin. Now's the best time to do it in the last year, because the price right now of a Bitcoin, BTC, Bitcoin BTC, is the lowest point I believe it has been in a year's time, and it seems to be dropping still this evening.
I've been keeping
it's around $4,800. Last week it was $6,500. So I mean, it literally has dropped significantly in the last week.
Yeah, if you think you can catch the bottom of this, I want to talk to you. B, I think you should do that. But I I've been watching. There's a certain leveling that's gone on over the last couple of hours.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe that means we're at the bottom. I don't have an answer for you. You can never predict anything about this stuff. I don't propose to predict it, yep. But I will tell you somebody who has.
Who?
Somebody that I keep an eye on. His name's Mark DeMiesel. Do you remember his name?
Oh, yeah, I remember that guy.
All right.
He used to pitch a different crypto, didn't he?
NXT.
NXT. Yep. Whatever happened to that?
I don't know the answers to that.
Yeah.
I haven't been paying attention to that. I have been paying attention to him over the course of the last year or so, mm-hmm. and I've had lesser and greater faith in the things that he's said. However, nothing he's said up to this point has been incorrect regarding BTC in the last year that I've been watching him. So he says, at this moment, finally, Bitcoin is now undervalued. He's got a video out. You can go watch it. Mark DeMiesel's his name, and check that out.
But what's the reason he's saying that?
Buddy, I was so strung out this afternoon, okay. having to do a whole bunch of things. I didn't get a chance to watch that particular video.
You're just saying this guy you like, who said things that seem like they've been the case,
yep.
has said another thing, and so you like the thing that he's saying now.
I have watched him.
Be very careful following any kind of oracle when it comes to cryptocurrencies. You're going to get burned over time because...
Did you suggest to the people buy right now?
Did I suggest that? I said it might be a good time to consider that.
Okay.
Yeah.
Be careful of that particular oracle. I don't know.
I'm not making a prediction.
Okay.
I'm just saying it's down. So
it
a lot
down.
Of people believe that Bitcoin is going to go up over time.
Buy low, sell high. What's the Rothschild quote? Buy when there's blood in the streets, even if it's your own.
Hmm.
All right? And what that means, ladies and gentlemen, not actual blood. It means when a particular asset, which is going to continue to be worth something. You have to decide that. If Bitcoin's dead, then by God, get out, sell now.
Hmm.
But if Bitcoin's going to continue on into the future, then
people
now's
been
the
saying
time
Bitcoin's dead
buy.
For a long time.
Yeah, well, and they've been wrong up till now.
Yeah,
maybe at some point Bitcoin will be dead. Likely, all the rest of us and everybody who said it will be too
mm-hmm.
at the same time.
Right.
Likely,
like when the sun explodes.
Right. You know, when the Earth is a cinder. Maybe that's what we're talking about. I don't know. But to me, where my money says buy now. Now, could not have predicted that it was going to go down from 65 to 48. I wouldn't have claimed that.
If I did,
I'd be a lot richer.
Right. Because if you just judge by what a chart's been doing. Then you would have thought, wow, it's been around 6,500 for the last, what was it, like 2-3 months or something?
Yeah,
it
been bopping around there.
It was like floating at around 63 to 68, so like right around 6,500 for quite a while. It seemed relatively stable. But that doesn't mean anything about what's going to happen tomorrow or in the next 5 minutes. So you never know what's going to happen. People will rack their brains trying to figure out what's going on with cryptocurrency. Like, well, why is it doing this? Why is it going up? Why is it going down? What are the news headlines in the world? What do those things have to do with it? Because sometimes it seems to correlate.
Yeah.
Sometimes there was, remember, I think it was like the Silk Road when it got raided. There was some correlative kind of changes in the price of cryptocurrency. So every now and then when there's a news article that comes out, to some extent the market does seem to respond to that, but it's always only temporary. You know, whether it's temporarily up or down, either way, it's always only temporary. And, you know, it goes and does whatever it wants to do because it's a market. It's a market that is open 24 hours a day in thousands of different locations. The number of exchanges out there... There may only be a handful of them operating in the United States, but there are thousands of cryptocurrency exchanges out there in the world right now. And at every moment we're speaking, every syllable that's coming out of our mouths, somebody, a bunch of somebodies, are making buy and sell orders on those exchanges constantly. Whether they're selling dollars for Bitcoin, Bitcoin for dollars, Bitcoin for Litecoin for... I mean, there's just...
All kinds of stuff.
There's a zillion of these things. And then even within some of the cryptos, like Ethereum and EOS, which is now competing with Ethereum, these are two of the top five or top six cryptos out there, there's these tokens that are within the crypto.
And the people are trading those, too.
And people trade the tokens. So, like, the sum total of all this action going on determines the price of these things. And so for humans to sit here and like, well, based on this and this and this, I think You don't know jack. I don't care who you are. I don't care how long you've been looking at Bitcoin, how long you've been studying the charts, how many correct predictions you've made. I'm not saying Mark DeMiesel's a bad guy. He seemed like a very nice man when he visited here in
Keene. Well, there's a demand in the marketplace for people who will make predictions.
Of course there is. Somebody wants to be told what to do. A lot of people do.
I will remind you and the listeners that in trading, you need to be, and to be rich, you need to be right 55% of the time. To be poor, you need to be right 45% of the time. That's a small margin in between.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So you are correct that nobody knows exactly what's going to happen at any given time.
No.
But if you guess correctly once or twice, you're rich. If you guess incorrectly once in the midst of those, you could very well lose it all. And when you play those games, now all I'm saying is that
you can lose it all if you,
and you
bet
and,
it all.
You and I both say the same thing, and we both agree. We think the best system is to buy and hold. I told people when Bitcoin was worth a dollar that if Bitcoin is worth a dollar, it's worth a million. And I still believe that.
Mm-hmm.
That at some point or another, there was a coin split that may make me wrong here, and I may have to retract that statement or whatever. But at some point or another, a BTC, a single BTC unit, may very well be at $1 million. And right now, it's at 4,500. That's a nice place to buy if that happens.
If it ends up being a million or even 100,000. You know, if you bought it at 4,500 and it goes up to 100,000, you sure won't be mad that it didn't get to a million, right? At least you'll still be pretty happy about that.
Yep.
Now, again, we're not necessarily making predictions, but I think that your statement does hold some value, right? Like the idea that if this thing is valuable, and the reason why it's valuable is because it's useful.
Because it does what it says it's going to do.
Because it does what it promises to do, which is to say it allows people to transfer value from one individual to another. Within moments, I mean, within basically an instant, you have to wait for a confirmation with Bitcoin, but that takes 10 minutes. But the transaction is there instantly. You can see it coming in. So you can send money faster than any other traditional means of sending money. Wire
fraud
transfer.
Proof too.
MoneyGram. What are the other ones? Western Union. All these
PayPal.
Different ways. PayPal. It is just faster to do it with cryptocurrency.
Think about this for a second. You
and
sell
it's
a,
more secure.
You sell a high-ticket item online, solar panels or something like that. Somebody gets a hold of you from Venezuela, says, I want a container full of solar panels, and I'm going to send my payment via PayPal to you right now.
Mm.
When do
no
you
deal.
Deliver? You know, because...
Because they can go, oops, and then take it back with a chargeback later on.
Take it right back.
Yeah. After
However,
they get their solar panels.
If they pay you in Bitcoin...
No take backs.
Yeah, Bitcoin Cash, BCH, there's no take backs. You got your money, you send them their container, everybody's
Done
happy.
Deal.
Except for crooks
yeah,
and politicians.
Exactly. The toll-free number here tonight, 855-450-FREE. Speaking of crooks and politicians, we'll talk about them coming up as well. It is Free Talk Live.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
Pick up two tubes of Dogasuds.
Get the third tube free.
Peppermint, tea tree, lavender, Dogasuds shampoo.
Made with all-natural coconut, jojoba, aloe. Great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
But no itchy, harsh chemicals.
Lather up, rinse away.
Try Dogasuds. Buy two, get one free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Are you a cryptocurrency advocate? The Crypto Tip is the ideal outreach tool to help new people discover cryptocurrency. It's a printable business card-sized tip that you can give to service providers, preferably in addition to a good cash tip. When the server scans the QR code, it'll bring up an explanation of cryptocurrency, how to install a wallet, and allow them to claim the tip. If they don't claim the crypto, you get your tip refunded to you after a time period you specify. Plus, if they do claim the tip, you get an email alert. Create as many tips as you want at CryptoTip.org. That's CryptoTip.org.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract.
extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2 month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-318-1251. That's 800-318-1251. 800-318-1251.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live, you can join us here. Our toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. 855-450-3733, and also the Discord. On-air call-in line rooms are available, so go to discord.lrn.fm, and you can go and join one of the top four rooms there. And once you do that, we'll see you there, and we'll join you in there, and you'll be on the air with us to talk about anything that you want to discuss here. Ian, Melanie, and Mark in the studio. Again, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. So we kind of got sidetracked into talking about cryptocurrency. I don't know if there was more to say about it at this moment. I guess I should add, we talked last week on Tuesday with Vin Armani about the hash war that was happening between Bitcoin Cash.
The war that barely was.
Yeah. Yeah, and it really didn't even get off the ground, it seemed like. But, and that's good. I'm glad it didn't. Because ultimately, this was dramatic, it was unnecessary, it was stupid, it was petty, and it's all because of this Bitcoin SV, this breakaway group. That it's one thing if you want to break away and split off and start your own currency. That's great. That's what cryptocurrency is all about. Is if you don't like the way a crypto's going, well, if you got the programming chops, or you know programmers who agree with you, then go ahead. Split off into your own cryptocurrency and do your own thing.
And if you don't, you're probably wrong.
And right, and prove to the world why your crypto is the best. But to take it from the attitude that the Bitcoin SV, this is the new thing that came out last week, their perspective from Craig Wright, who is the individual who is, I guess, heading that effort up, the guy who claims to be Satoshi Nakamoto, the creator of Bitcoin, even though he's never proven it. This guy was so hostile and so nasty towards the folks over on the Bitcoin Cash side, basically saying he wanted to strangle Bitcoin Cash and destroy it, saying over and over
Bitcoin
again.
And all of crypto. Like, he was going to, I will destroy the world!
Right.
I mean,
right.
I am Satoshi Nakamoto. I will use the Genesis blocks to destroy Bitcoin. By the way, nobody used the Genesis blocks. One can only presume because
he's
this guy
Satoshi.
Is some kind of compulsive liar.
That doesn't really seem like the kind of thing you'd want to be claiming.
To be Satoshi? Or
yeah.
Why?
In case you get disappeared?
Yeah,
I mean, I guess somebody
at some
could.
Point or another, you're right. If he keeps on creating waves in the crypto world, you're talking about people's money here, and all kinds of different people. There are all kinds of different people in the world that are into this, and mm-hmm. somebody at some point or another will rub him out.
Well yeah, that also, but just claiming to be him. I mean, the man's anonymous, or the person is anonymous for a reason, and the reason is so that the Federal Reserve does not visit his house one day at 2:00 in the morning.
That could be one of the reasons. Yeah, that's, I think, a legitimate concern.
It's very likely that the guy who programs Bitcoin died already.
Could be.
That's also true.
That one
it's
guy,
been a decade.
Yeah. And this is a point that I made previously. Craig Wright could be one of the Satoshi Nakamoto team and still be full of hot air all at the same time. Both of these things could be true. And I like to use this example. I used it before, and I think it's very, very relevant. If somebody asked, is Mark Edge Free Talk Live? I think that it is not inaccurate to say, yes, Mark is Free Talk Live. It's not accurate to say he is all of Free Talk Live, but it is, you know, Mark's Free Talk Live if you're just having some passing conversation with someone. But if somebody asked me to aim the, what do we call this, the XD Star Guide box satellite, to get the code from the satellite so that I could give it to a radio station so they could put us on the air?
There's no code necessary for that.
Okay. I thought there was a code they had to type in order to get the show.
No.
All right. Anyway, if there were a code to accept Free Talk Live, I couldn't give you the code. I don't even know that there is a code, apparently, that we just found out here on live radio, because that's not my end of the business. Craig Wright could have been like the central planner guy that was trying to get everybody together, but he wasn't the coder.
I don't buy the story that there was a group of people. I don't think it's impossible that it could be. I mean, obviously it could be, but the more people you have trying to keep a secret,
that have been out. Somebody
at this point, if there were three people, one of them's kept the secret, one of them's dead, and one of them's Craig Wright. That's still a possibility.
Well, then why? Okay. So, but Craig Wright is claiming to be Satoshi Nakamoto. He's not come out and said, I was part of a group.
He's just also pretty clear that that he's lied about quite a few things. So.
Right. I don't believe a word that the guy says. I mean, he's, like you said, he's got the hubris to believe that he can take down all of cryptocurrency. And last week, you know, some people were blinking, thinking he might be able to at the least take down Bitcoin Cash. Thank goodness he wasn't able to do that, because if he was able to take down Bitcoin Cash, then that would be very bad for the prices of all the other altcoins out there. And maybe that's one of the reasons why Bitcoin's
price
is down.
The future of cryptocurrency and thus freedom on this planet.
Oh, yeah. Well, yeah, that's true, too. But in the immediate moment, it would be the price, because people didn't believe in the future of cryptocurrency.
Sure, the price is an indication of these things.
Right. So, I mean, for him to make that claim just shows the hubris that he has. And he's essentially a maniac. I mean, a sociopathic maniac who, thank goodness, was stopped, even though he had access to a multi-billionaire to apparently bankroll this hash war thing. So I brought that up just to simply update our listeners, since it was something we were talking about over the last week. Something to be concerned about, something to pay attention to, regardless of how deep you are into cryptocurrency, and regardless of whether or not you're a Bitcoin Cash fan, because as I said, if this would have affected Bitcoin Cash, like destroying it, then that would have been something everyone really needed to know.
I do have another thought on this, since we've got it going here. So Bitcoin Cash split into two coins.
It did.
It went from, there's ABC, which is basically Bitcoin Cash, and then the Bitcoin Cash SV.
The new thing.
Satoshi's Vision is what that is. You know, presuming that.
Allegedly.
Project, yeah, allegedly. Fotoshi is the term they use. So if, what Craig Wright claimed is that if this doesn't work out, he's just going to scuttle the SV coin, just destroy it, and it won't.
Why would he do that?
Well, why wouldn't he bring out the Genesis blocks to fund his mining things? Because he couldn't.
He's not Satoshi Nakamoto.
Okay. Why would a liar lie, Ian? I don't have answers for you. Why would he scuttle SV? Because his goal isn't with SV is to create the one true coin. And the rest of you people, if you don't understand it, you don't believe it, you're all going to die because I'm going to destroy all your coins.
So wait, so what you're saying is if he can't destroy the other coins, then he'll just destroy his own coin?
Yeah, he's going to take his ball and go home.
I see.
But
well, if I can't have dominance over the entire world, you can't have my brilliant coin, is the idea.
Yes. However,
because he wants people to believe that this thing is the new vision for Satoshi and all.
It's
just another crap coin. Yeah, sure.
Well, no, it's what Bitcoin was. It's the original Bitcoin way back before all the changes happened, which is a brilliant piece of technology. But so was the Model T, and I don't see very many people driving those mm-hmm. these days either. There's great technology that's been laid on top of BTC, BCH, and you should take advantage of those things. And why would you want, ladies and gentlemen, the 2019 Model T Ford? Mm-hmm. You don't want that. That's silly. However, I would point out that Craig Wright isn't the money behind this SV operation. It's this billionaire gambler guy, Ayers.
Yeah.
And Ayers is probably not as foolhardy as Wright appears to be. And he will not allow, likely, this is a prediction, Wright to, scuttle this coin when he's put out what one can only presume is millions of dollars to fight this war.
Because they have to hire a bunch of computers, basically, to fight this hash war at a cost of thousands upon thousands of dollars per hour or minute or something like that.
Yes.
So it's very expensive.
I was listening to the Bitcoin.com channel today and a couple days ago. Roger Ver claimed that they brought on enough hashing power that matched the regular output of the Hoover Dam to be prepared
as far as how much power is consumed to run those computers.
This was in addition. So they upped their game, and that means that the other side had to do something similar.
Right, and you mentioned Bitcoin.com, as I mentioned before. If you want to go and learn about Bitcoin, great time to do it right now. Over at Bitcoin.com, they've got lots of good information. And
check out their videos on YouTube, too.
Yeah, you've been watching a lot of those.
I watch every one that comes out.
That's cool. I've watched a couple, and I've enjoyed them. They've always been informative.
Yeah, they're informative because you can see what they're working on the Bitcoin Cash platform, mm-hmm. which I think is important. And
Bitcoin Cash is on sale, too, right now. Everything's down today. It's been a huge bloodbath in the cryptocurrency market.
Yep. The funds that I take care of have definitely taken a hit. I'm not going to claim to be some kind of genius, but I am still of the opinion, as long as this technology keeps on trucking, as long as it does what it says it's going to do, that if it's worth a dollar, it's worth a million.
All right, so we'll continue here. Of course, you can bring up anything that you want. On the way, the journalists, we even called them that, the opinion pieces here that you've got, masquerading as news, about firemen, private firemen, and rich people. Rich people shouldn't have firemen. I don't know what they're going to say, but it's going to be something like that.
It's pretty much that.
You've got the story here, Mark. We'll get into that coming up here as well. Plus, Melanie's got a story about a 25-cent robbery. That's all on the way here on Free Talk Live. Plus, you can take control of the airwaves.
Attention parents and grandparents, have you ever wanted to give a gift that would have lasting value and provide spiritual benefits long after Christmas is over? A gift you could even call an investment in the next generation? If so, this is going to be the single most important message you'll hear this holiday season. Hi, I'm Bill Hyde, and I want to tell you about an exciting gift, one you can give your kids or grandkids that's going to teach Christian history, build up their faith, provide extraordinary role models, and it's all done with a distinctive Christian worldview. I'm talking about the award-winning Movies for the Mind CD sets based on the extraordinary adventures of G.A. Hendy audio series. The best part? You can finally give a Christian gift to the kids that's not boring, dull, or cheesy. The audio adventures also build vocabulary, focus, and attention span. But they're not sold in stores, and you can't get the adventures at any big internet retailers either. So to learn more, even get below wholesale pricing and a whole bunch of Christmas bonuses, go to givetheadventure.com. That's givetheadventure.com. The perfect gift for kids of all ages from 6 to 100. Go to givetheadventure.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And a crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. 99 bucks for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.